Section 6. Rules of the Road. Yielding Right of Way. Yielding right of way rules provide drivers with guidance for situations when other drivers or pedestrians are present. These rules determine which driver should yield the right of way and the sequence for entering and driving through an intersection or other driving scenarios. Although yielding right of way rules provide a guide to determine who should yield the right of way, no one should assume he or she automatically has the right of way. The situation and circumstances at each intersection must always be considered. You should yield the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other drivers who are still in the intersection. The driver who is at or arrives before you at the intersection. See first car rule image. Drivers in the opposing traffic lane when you are making a left turn. The driver on your right at a four-way intersection controlled by stop signs if both of you arrive at the intersection at the same time. See same time rule image. Drivers on a public highway if you are entering the highway from a driveway or a private road, and drivers already on a limited access or interstate highway if you are on the entrance or acceleration ramp. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, pavement markings, and directions provided by law enforcement, highway personnel, and school crossing guards. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where you should stop and go. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and illuminate red, yellow, and green from the top to the bottom, when on the same traffic device. There are some intersections, and other locations, where there are lights of only one color, green, yellow, or red. In some metropolitan areas, traffic lights are horizontal instead of vertical, and the red light is on the left, the yellow light is in the middle, and the green light is on the right. Green traffic light. This means you may go through the intersection if it is clear to do so, with caution. Yellow traffic light. A yellow caution light follows the green signal and is a warning that the signal is about to change to the red stop signal. Therefore, you should stop your vehicle and wait for the next green light. If you are already in the intersection, clear the intersection as quickly as possible. You must observe and allow for errors made by other drivers, side, front, and rear, when you are approaching a yellow light. Red traffic light. This means stop before entering the intersection. You must wait behind the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection until the traffic light turns green. An exception to this rule permits traffic facing a red signal to turn right except where a sign prohibits a right turn on red. When turning on red, you must stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the turn and yield right of way to pedestrians who are lawfully within and adjacent to the crosswalk and to other traffic lawfully using the intersection. Flashing yellow traffic light. This means slow down and proceed with caution. You should be prepared to stop for any traffic flow that may be entering the intersection. Flashing red traffic light. This means you must stop behind a stop line, crosswalk, or intersection before entering and use the same procedure as you would at a stop sign, by coming to a complete stop. Look both ways before entering the intersection and yield right of way, if applicable. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, roadway location, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape, color, symbols, and words on these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. This section highlights a few signs of interest to drivers. It does not address every sign. Warning signs. These signs tell a driver of possible danger that might be ahead, such as warning you to slow down and be prepared to stop or notifying you of a hazard or special situation on the roadway that is ahead. These signs are usually yellow with black lettering or symbols and are diamond-shaped. Some warning signs may be fluorescent yellow, such as school zones, school crossings, and pedestrian crossings. Railroad crossing warning signs. Many railroad crossings have signs or signals to caution you about highway railroad grade crossings. Some common railroad crossing warning signs and signals are shown below. A round yellow warning sign with an X symbol and black RR letters is placed along the road before a highway railroad grade crossing. The sign cautions you to slow down, look, and listen for a train or railroad vehicle, and be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. A white, X-shaped sign with railroad crossing printed on it is located at the highway railroad grade crossing. When a train or railroad vehicle is approaching the intersection, you must stop behind the stop line or before the intersection until the intersection is clear. At highway railroad grade crossings with more than one train track, the number of tracks will be posted. These signs warn you that there is more than one track and there may be more than one train or railroad vehicle crossing. Not all highway railroad grade crossings with more than one train track will have these signs, so it is important to check for more than one track, train, or railroad vehicle at each highway railroad grade crossing. Not all railroad grade crossings have lights. When you need to cross railroad tracks, look both ways and cross the tracks quickly, without stopping. If a train is crossing the highway, you must wait to cross a highway railroad grade crossing until the train is well down the track or railroad devices, such as lights and gates, indicate it is safe to cross. If you are approaching railroad tracks and you need to stop for traffic or a signal, stop at the stop line before the railroad tracks. If your vehicle ever gets stuck on a track, contact the emergency phone number listed on the blue sign and provide the crossing information. Work zone signs. These are generally diamond or rectangular shaped and orange with black letters or symbols. These construction, maintenance, or emergency operation signs alert you to work zones ahead and warn you that people are working on or near the roadway. These warnings include workers ahead, a reduced speed zone, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and poor or suddenly changing road surfaces. In work zones, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag to tell you which direction to travel or to slow down or stop. You must follow their instructions. Barriers such as drums, cones, and tubes, panels, are used to keep traffic out of hazardous work zones. Along with signs and road markings, they help guide you safely through a work zone. Barriers may be used to keep drivers from entering closed roads or other areas where it is dangerous to drive. Temporary traffic signals may be used in work zones. You may see a warning sign showing a symbol of a traffic signal. Stop at the white line, if it is present. Give construction workers a break. Reduce your speed in work zones and be prepared to stop suddenly. Do not tailgate in work zones. If you endanger a highway worker, you may be fined and have points assessed against your driving record. SC Code Section 565-1535. Regulatory signs. These signs are square or rectangular or have a special shape and are white with black, red, or green letters or symbols. These signs tell you about specific laws that you must obey, such as rules for traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking, and other special situations. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol, which prohibits certain actions. Speed limit signs. These black and white signs indicate the maximum legal speed allowed in ideal conditions. Stop sign. A stop sign has 8 sides and is red with white letters. You must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk, if one is present. If a stop line is not present, then stop at the point nearest the intersection where you, the driver, can see in both directions without entering the cross traffic lane. Look for crossing vehicles and pedestrians in all directions and yield the right of way. Yield sign. A yield sign is a red and white downward pointing triangle with red letters. It means you must slow down and allow traffic that has the right of way to cross before entering. Shared center lane left turn only. This sign tells you where a lane is reserved for the use of left turning vehicles from either direction and is not to be used for through traffic or passing other vehicles. One way street. These signs tell you that traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Do not turn in the opposite direction of the arrow. Never drive the wrong way on a one-way street. Guide signs. These signs are square or rectangular and are green, brown, or blue. They give information on intersecting roads, help direct you to cities and towns, and show points of interest along the highway. Guide signs can also help you find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, county, or local road. When planning a trip, use a road map to determine the route. During the trip, follow the route signs to prevent getting lost in an unfamiliar area. Secondary system road marker. This sign is a marker used to designate a state secondary system route. The first number after the letter S is the number of the county the road is in the last number is the road number. There is a separate set of secondary road numbers for each county. You will find only a few of the more important secondary road numbers on a state primary system map because there are too many secondary roads to show. However, they are all shown on county maps, which may be purchased by mail from the central office of the Department of Transportation. Secondary system roads are local roads built to serve traffic in both rural and urban areas. In rural areas, they are not intended as through routes and should not normally be used by drivers who are not familiar with the area. Evacuation route sign. In the event of a hurricane, a mandatory evacuation may be declared for the coastal areas of SC. This sign indicates the road or highway is used as an evacuation route in this type of emergency. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are lines, arrows, words, or symbols painted on the roadway to give directions or warnings. They are used to divide lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, tell you which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and show where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Crosswalks and stop lines. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway. When required to stop because of a sign or signal, you must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk, but if there are neither, then you must stop at the point nearest the intersection where you can see in both directions without entering the cross traffic in front of you. You must yield to pedestrians entering or in a crosswalk. Not all crosswalks are marked. Be alert for pedestrians when crossing intersections. If crosswalks are not apparent, then you must stop before entering the intersection. If there is a stop line before the crosswalk, the stop line must be obeyed first.